Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's going to be a warm day. The fog has kind of like come down and settled in, so be careful as you drive around. Highs of 82 today, more humid, 84. Tomorrow, maybe record heat on Saturday, 86 for a high, 84 on Sunday. And an increasing chance for showers. We may have some rain tomorrow evening into Saturday morning. They're still watching that to see how far south it's going to come. Something else they're watching is a seaweed blob twice the width of the United States that's headed for Florida and Gulf Coast beaches. And a lot of us here take beach vacations. So we thought we'd have Larry Brand come on, an algal ecologist in the Department of Marine Biology and Ecology at the University of Miami, on to talk us through it. How you doing, Professor? Good morning.
Morning.
What is this all about? A giant, what is it, blob of seaweed? How did this thing form twice the width of the continental United States?
Right. Well, basically, it's a macroalgae. Most people think of them as seaweeds, and the vast majority of these seaweeds attach to hard substrates like rocks on the bottom. But there's a couple of species that have figured out how to remain floating in the surface water out in the middle of the ocean. And traditionally where they live is out in the middle of what's called the Sargasso Sea in the North Atlantic. It's in a gyre system. You can think of sort of Bermuda, sort of near the middle of this gyre system. So traditionally it's always been living in that Sargasso Sea in the North Atlantic and then also in the Gulf of Mexico. But then in around 2011, all of a sudden, we started seeing this large accumulation of this sargassum down in the equatorial Atlantic between like Brazil and Africa. And what happens is that equatorial current moves all this macroalgae to the west, up into the Caribbean, and then up through the Straits of Yucatan, and then most of it in the Gulf of Mexico, but it also goes around, gets caught up in the Gulf Stream and along the east coast of North America. And we've been seeing that consistently now ever since 2011. So that's what you're seeing now. You've got a large, what they call a blob of it now. You can see it by satellite. It's down there in the equatorial region and starting to move north, and we expect to be getting it up here in the next month or two.
Meaning Miami. Now, exactly. Twice the width of the continental United States is hard to imagine. Did this all, were the conditions ripe for this all to develop over an area that big, or did it develop in different areas and kind of like a big trash thing all come together?
Well, it's pretty much throughout the equatorial Atlantic, and it stretches all the way from the west coast of Africa all the way over to Brazil. And now it's, the currents are carrying it up, starting to carry it up north, and it's going to stretch on up into the Caribbean and eventually the Gulf of Mexico and probably up along the east coast of North America.
And you said sargassum?
That's the name of the algae, yes, sargassum.
Is this harmful to humans at all?
Not directly, but it's a natural habitat for over 100 species of other organisms. Again, it traditionally lives out in the middle of the ocean, in lower abundance, and you know, there's no place to hide out there. And so when you have clumps of this sargassum floating at the surface, a lot of animals hide in it. And so that over long periods of time, a lot of species have evolved to be adapted to living in sargassum. And so what happens is in there is a bunch of not only fish and shrimp and crabs and stuff, but it's also like little jellyfish and jellyfish-like animals that will sting you. So if you go wading out in this stuff, you'll get stung by these things, and so you'll develop like a rash and sometimes skin blisters and so on. So it's harmful directly to people in that way.
Does it
stink?
It's
not deadly or anything like that.
It stinks?
Well, it gives off a certain type of smell when it's living, but the big problem is then, for example, let's say along the east coast of North America, we get strong trade winds blowing from the east to the west. It'll push this stuff onto the shoreline, and that's when you start getting the problems. You may have seen pictures. Starts piling up on the beaches down in the Caribbean over the past decade. Now we've got huge piles, many feet tall, totally covering the beaches. And once that happens, then they start decaying, rotting. And when that happens, they generate hydrogen sulfide and ammonia gases.
That's not good.
Hydrogen sulfide is really toxic. And so that causes problems, respiratory problems primarily. In fact, it was reported recently that over 11,000 people down in the Caribbean islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe actually got quite sick, and some of them ended up in the hospital.
So how far up in the Gulf is this thing going to go? Would this affect Florida beaches along the panhandle?
Probably not. I mean, you can't really say for sure because it depends upon exactly what the currents do and the winds. It's driven by both the currents and the winds. And so it's a little hard to predict exactly when and where. But generally, it's not been too much getting onto the shoreline up, say, in the panhandle or anything like that. But traditionally, what we do is it tends to get it caught up in the Gulf Stream. And we see it over here on the East Coast. So you know, in the past, we've seen, they're getting some of it now, not a huge amount, but we're getting starting to see some of it in Key West. And we've gotten it along the East Coast here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and so on, and getting into Biscayne Bay and so on. So there's a pretty good chance we're going to get it again this year.
Let me take a break. I guess the easier way to ask that would be what part of Florida would most likely be affected. I want to talk about the effect on the seafood industry as well and more when we come back. We're talking about the giant seaweed blob. Imagine this now, twice the width of the United States that's heading for Florida. Some of it has arrived already, and you heard what happens when it hits the beach. It's not nice at all. More with Larry Brand, an algal ecologist in the Department of Marine Biology and Ecology at the University of Miami, when we come back. 7:20, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to, boy, it's always something, isn't it? Larry Brand, algal ecologist in the Department of Marine Biology and Ecology at the University of Miami, about a seaweed blob twice the width of the United States that's headed for Florida and the Gulf Coast beaches. I like to get the audience involved, Professor, so let me go to this Oakenheart Jeweler Talk and text line, 504-260-1870. So half in the Gulf and half along the East Coast, somebody says, and I guess that goes to the question I asked you before the break, which is, what parts of Florida should people worry about if they got a vacation planned and heading there, and what's the time frame on this stuff?
It's going to be arriving in Florida primarily in the next month or two, probably. And it's going to be, based upon what we've seen in the past, it's going to be primarily in the Florida Keys and the East Coast, you know, around Miami, Fort Lauderdale, in that region. But again, it sort of depends upon the winds and currents at the time.
And somebody texted in, because it's coming from the Caribbean, would that not mean that it's going to go in the Gulf, but it's all about the winds and the current?
No, but it naturally lives in the Gulf, although we'll probably get more than the normal amount in the Gulf. But the winds and currents are such that you probably, at least in the past, you've not gotten a whole lot up on your beaches.
So does it happen? Does it happen every year?
It depends upon the winds and currents. And, you know, what happens on the East Coast is we get these trade winds blowing the stuff on shore.
So somebody texted in and said, started noticing the sargassum seaweed during the last few summer vacations in the Caribbean, very thick, and it stinks once it rots on the beach. And that goes to what you said earlier. So I'm just wondering, did something happen to create this blob, or is this an anomaly? Does it happen every year, but just not to this extent?
Yeah, it is an anomaly. I mean, well, we didn't have this up until around 2011. And then it suddenly appeared, and we've had pretty much every year since then. And so there's a number of different hypotheses as to what changed all of a sudden. Probably the most widespread hypothesis is that because of the deforestation of the Amazon, and also secondarily the Orinoco rivers and Congo rivers. But for example, last year in the Amazon, over 43,000 square miles of the rainforest there was cut down or burned and turned over to agribusiness. And so that's releasing huge amounts of nutrients into the equatorial Atlantic. And so there's some suspicion that that is, all these excess nutrients are contributing to the growth of, to get more of this seaweed, you need more nutrients, and we suspect that's one of the sources. And we don't have enough data to actually prove that, but it's certainly a fairly widespread hypothesis.
So is this overall a positive thing for the ocean environment or a negative thing? Does it encourage wildlife, or does it cause dead zones?
It's negative. It's essentially causing dead zones. In other words, when it naturally lives out there in the open ocean in the Sargasso Sea and low abundance, it's actually a very useful habitat for over 100 species of animals. But when you get this huge amount like you're getting now, when it gets to the shoreline and piles up on the beaches, well, first of all, it gets in the shallow waters, it's cutting off the light to your seagrass meadows and your coral reefs, which, of course, are really important habitats for a lot of fish and other animals. And then, of course, it starts rotting, and it drives the ecosystem anaerobic, which point, when you run out of oxygen, then it kills off pretty much everything. So it's actually a very negative thing. Not only for the habitat, of course, it's also destroying tourism down in the Caribbean and interfering. And a lot of harbors are getting so clogged with this stuff, the fishing boats can't even get out of their harbors, things like that.
So is there anything anybody can do, or is it just is one of those things that maybe we caused and nature's reacting not so well to, and you just got to live with it?
Pretty much. I mean, local resorts in the Caribbean, so on, trying to save their tourism, they've resorted to different mechanisms to put booms offshore to keep the stuff from washing into the shoreline and try to keep the stuff more offshore. But apparently that's not been particularly cost effective. Unfortunately, I think my impression is mostly what's happening is they're having to just rake. They have to spend huge amounts of money just raking the stuff off the beach every day. I saw one estimate it cost them like $120 million a year to keep hauling this stuff off the beaches.
Always something. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Larry Brand, algal ecologist, Department of Marine Biology and Ecology at the University of Miami. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Louisiana State Representative Paul Hollis. He wants to change the recall laws in the state, been trying to do it for a while. And I'm going to play some audio for you that'll just make you raise your eyebrows and say, can you imagine?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.